across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Talking about writing today with my guest Hannah Hooton. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
And Siobhan Carew. Good morning, Siobhan.
Hello, Lee.
And nice to have you with us. And you're here from the Cambridge Writers Group, which we're going to be talking about. But obviously, as members of that group, you must be writers yourselves. So let's find out a little bit about what you're writing. What are you writing, Hannah?
I'm writing a Second World War drama slash science fantasy novel.
Ooh.
A bit of a time slip going on.
Yes, yeah. Bit of genre bending there.
It is, yeah.
And how far into it are you?
I'm approaching the end, which is... I'm so looking forward to finishing it. I've thoroughly enjoyed writing it, but to have the whole manuscript complete, I'm really looking forward to that.
And how long has it taken you to do that?
Ooh, about 20 months now so far, so it's taken me quite a while.
A lot of work in there.
Yeah.
A lot of working time in there. And what about you, Siobhan?
Well, I've written three Cambridge crime novels, and I've got another one kind of on the back burner, but I also... like to write Irish fiction, and at the moment I'm working on a family murder in
you
the west
help
of Ireland.
Yourself.
I just, yeah, I know, there it is.
You think you're writing one thing, then there's a dead body. But Cambridge crime, Cambridge is a good place for crime.
Cambridge is marvellous for crime because it's got so much going on and so many different elements to the city, and the academic element. Well, I try to include that in my work, just to showcase it and maybe pull aside the screens and approach academic life through a different, a different window.
That does sound really interesting. So you're writing those. Now, writing can be a lonely old business. Is that why you're part of a group? Well, you tell me, why are you part of a group? Because you don't need to be part of a group. It can be lonely, but that's how it's done.
That's right, yeah. No, I joined the Cambridge Writers Group about 10 years ago, and I was a very keen writer back then, but as you say, it is a very lonely pastime, and I wanted to have the social element of meeting and socialising with people with similar interests, but also to improve my writing. You know, I really wanted to have people feedback on my work.
Is that true for you, Siobhan? Is that what happens at the group?
Oh, it really makes such a difference that, you know, there are two things really. It's an opportunity to read your work and to get feedback, but in a kind of a way you almost learn more by listening to other people read their work and giving them feedback.
Yeah.
It teaches you to be critical, to be assessing all the time the different elements that go into writing a piece. I would recommend it to anyone who's serious about writing. It's an apprenticeship.
It must be a safe space then, because when you read your writing, that's you're exposing yourself, aren't you? That's quite personal.
Well,
don't be polite. Go on.
Here we are, passing the ball
you
to each other.
But
I think we're probably
polite.
Going
you
to say the same thing, which is, you know, it's positive feedback and gently given, constructive criticism. But, you know, you do need that, especially if you want to improve your work.
Yeah.
Because when you're a lone writer, as you may know, you write in a kind of a bubble. But what you ultimately want is to get your work out into the world. And if it's to be something that a reader wants to read, then it needs to be at a certain level and properly constructed and all of these elements.
It's a great confidence builder. You know, when I first started, I had absolutely no experience of writing, and the sort of skill level wasn't very good. But at no point did I ever feel that I was a bad writer. You know, the criticism which I was given was so constructive that they helped me to improve, but never made me never knocked my confidence.
It's very encouraging.
It is.
And one of the best things, we have different groups, is that people remember from month to month what a person's book, novel, novella has been about, that's the greatest compliment, that your writing made such an impression. And, you know, so it's a good group.
It is.
And is that the ultimate aim for both of you, publication?
We're both published, but when you talk about publishing, it's such a difficult thing to get a formal publishing contract. And I recently did a writing course at Lucy Cavendish College, and a couple of agents came in and, oh my God, they depressed us, you know, because it is hard. Some of our writers have been published, some are self-published. I have self-published mine, and I've kind of gotten good at it, and I now have a small independent press, and I publish other people's work. You know, and this is what you learn so much along the way, that it's possible to get to that point.
The process of actually writing a novel can take so long, and you get to that second act slump, if you like, where you've got halfway through the book, and so often people just give up because it's so difficult. But having a writer's group that you go to every month, it almost forces you to write something new every month. And going to the group and hearing the feedback, it's so motivating as well. You know, they make you want to finish that novel. It's a great group. It's a family sort of unit, I'd say.
Tell me about the group, Cambridge Writers Group. How does it work then? How often do you meet, and what do you do at your meetings?
Well, it's been going for a long time. It's been going since roughly the 1940s, 1950s. We've got just under 100 members, I'd say. And we're made up of the sort of the main groups are long prose, which is for novels and novellas. And we got short fiction, and poetry. That's right. And writing for children, which is a lovely group. They have so much fun in that. And travel writing as well. And there's also a bunch of sort of informal subgroups, which people just get together to read work together. Those are the groups. And we also have general meetings every month in which we have a speaker come along, such as an agent, literary agent, or authors, just anybody within the industry. It's very varied. We've got a dietitian doctor who's written a bunch of books coming along to talk to us. Is it next year?
Oh, that's a good one for January.
It's this year. Is it this year? I know. Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that there are many approaches to writing. There isn't just one way. There's, you know, there are many, and there's your way being whoever the writer is. So it's platforms for that.
Yeah.
And there are many elements within Cambridge Writers where people can find a niche that suits them.
That's right. There's so many different writers.
We have a short story competition every year, and lately we've been publishing all the stories that have been submitted for it.
You've got the anthology there. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful book.
Yes.
Yeah, we have like a theme every year. So we've got revenge here and freedom.
Last year, and this year's theme was mountain.
Very interesting.
There are some marvellous stories in there, and that anthology will come out in April or May.
Yeah, and it's free to enter for members. And the first prize is £100. Second prize is £70, and third prize is £50. So, you know, it's a good deal too if you're lucky enough
and
to win.
And membership of Cambridge Writers probably won't break the bank, because it's £20 for an annual membership, and students pay half that. And there are just so many benefits. It helps people, it helps writers to blossom and to flourish.
So if somebody's listening to this and they think, well, I've got an idea, but I'm not really sure, you know, they're really right at the beginning. I mean, we might have people listening who are at all stages of their writing, but particularly those at the beginning who are saying, well, I don't really think of myself as a writer. Would they be welcome at the group?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. We offer new members the opportunity to come to three three group meetings for free, just so they can try it out, see if it suits them. And we have lots of people who come along that everybody's writing for different reasons. Some are writing for publication. Some people are writing for their families, so, you know, very personal writing. And you can bring along anything to your group. You know, for the long prose group, people bring along sort of outlines of the book which they intend to write, and so they get feedback on their outlines, and so it's very
it's very informal.
Yeah.
There are very, very few rules. One of the very few rules is if there are so many of us at a meeting, we've got to watch the time. So everybody gets an allocated slot. And, you know, although there are guidelines about what to do, we always say, it's your time. Use it how you would like. And for people who are thinking about it, as you say, Lee, or aren't quite sure, you know, you've got to put your toe in the water. You've got to test the temperature. And
you're with fellow writers, so they understand, presumably, how you're feeling when you share your work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. So it's £20 a year membership. People can find out more about you at cambridgewriters.net.
That's right.
And there's contact details.
Yes.
On the website if people want to get in touch. Well, good luck with your writing.
Thank you.
as well. You're so close to finishing, Hannah. That's going to be really nice, isn't it, when you write those words?
Oh, gosh,
the
yes.
End.
Yeah.
I think a cigar and a glass of port is appropriate. and Siobhan, congratulations on your publications and good luck with your small
Thank
press
you,
publishing
you.
As well. Thank you very much. It's 11:42.
This is the Sound of the City and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.